This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump say they only need one day to present their client's case in his impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate. Trump's lawyers are mounting the former president's defense Friday without any testimony from the former president, who declined to participate. Thursday, impeachment prosecutors concluded there is, quote, clear and overwhelming evidence, end quote, that Mr. Trump incited insurrection by sending a mob of his supporters to the U.S. Capitol last month to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that he had lost the November election to Democrat Joe Biden. Several impeachment managers warned if Mr. Trump is acquitted, which is the likely outcome, he could be emboldened to create more chaos in another run for the presidency in 2024. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was back in court Friday on charges of defaming a World War II veteran and showing no signs of backing down as he berated the judge, mocked a prison official, and sparred with the prosecutor. Navalny's trials have vacillated between political drama and political comedy, according to political analysts who say his court appearances are Navalny's only chance to keep up his fight against the authorities. Two Ukrainian soldiers were killed in clashes with Russian-backed separatists in the army, said Friday, in the worst recent outbreak of fighting in their long-simmering conflict. Ukraine has been fighting separatists backed by Russia since 2014, following Moscow's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. The conflict was at the center of a diplomatic spat at the UN Thursday when Western countries claimed Russia was blocking efforts to bring about an end to the fighting. Kiev has repeatedly accused Moscow and the separatists of undermining a ceasefire. This is VOA News. More protests in Myanmar Friday demanding the return of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi, and there has been concern over harsh police tactics in dispersing the largely peaceful crowds. Ahead of the mass rally, state media in Myanmar announced the release of more than 23,000 inmates as part of a prison amnesty. Friday is a public holiday in Myanmar, and mass pardons to empty the country's overcrowded prison system are common on significant local dates. More than 260 people have been detained in the days since the coup and about 20 released, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. It's a monitoring group. But there was no indication that Suu Kyi or any of her allies were among those set to be freed. This follows the United States' announced sanctions on the generals behind last week's coup. 14 people arrested in Denmark and Germany suspected of planning an attack with explosives had, quote, militant Islamist, end quote, motives, Danish intelligence services said Friday. 13 people were arrested over the weekend in a suburb outside Copenhagen, Denmark's PET intelligence service said, confirming another arrest had been made in Germany. The 13 arrested in Denmark were remanded in custody, suspected of, quote, planning one or more terrorist attacks or being accessory to attempted terrorism, end quote, PET said. U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States will have enough vaccine by the end of the summer to inoculate 300 million Americans. The country is on track to exceed Mr. Biden's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans within his first 100 days in office. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, over 46 million doses of the vaccine have been administered. Europe's drug regulator said Friday it had launched a real-time review of CureVac's COVID-19 vaccine to speed up potential approvals and bring more shots to the region reeling from a surge in infections. The European Union hopes to start giving out money from its Coronavirus Economic Recovery Fund before the end of the summer. Australia ordered more than 6 million people into an emergency coronavirus lockdown Friday, throwing a showpiece tennis tournament into disarray. Officials say the lockdown is needed to halt an outbreak of the hyper-infectious UK strain of COVID-19, which leaked from a quarantine hotel at Melbourne Airport. The city, COVID-free for 3 months, is currently hosting the Australian Open Grand Slam with tens of thousands of socially distanced fans gathering to watch international players. While play will continue under the restrictions, fans will no longer be permitted and players must restrict themselves to a biosecure bubble. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.